For right now, lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline because it's Thursday, because it's crunch time, because we're us. We wrap with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The Lightning Round!
It's the Thursday Lightning Round. The NFL Draft is coming round. The NBA playoffs are going down. NCAA President Mark Emmert is a clown.
I'm going to give A for rhyming effort, but a D for being on topic, because today is the NFL Draft Lightning Round.
It was almost too easy.
And it's my favorite lightning round of the year. There are so many different things that are going to happen over the next 3 or 4 days. I don't know how long the draft is, but it's time for Steve to show you all how wrong he will be. We begin. DK Metcalf lit up the NFL Combine on fire with his photos of his offseason workouts. The wide receiver from Ole Miss has 2% body fat. His six-packs have six-packs. He also was incredibly average at Ole Miss. His sophomore season was his best. He had 39 receptions for 646 yards. DK runs in a straight line very, very fast. He has a 4.3 40-yard dash time, but he had a three-cone drill that rivals that of Tom Brady at around 7 seconds. That straight line speed has teams drooling over the idea of throwing deep balls down the field to go for touchdowns every play. But the downside is that DK might not be able to run any other route. What percent chance do you give DK Metcalf being the first wide receiver off the board?
Well, it's either going to be he or Marquise Brown of Oklahoma. And it's a matter of, do you want the prototypical beast? I don't see him anywhere in the first round, which is, and I did ESPN, I did Fox, and I did CBS. So, Marquise Brown is the 170-pound burner. DK Metcalf is more the prototypical beast. Has some people shying away from him because he doesn't play a lot. So, did you ask percentage?
Yes.
50-50.
Wow. Alrighty then. Yesterday you said that the Arizona Cardinals should draft Kyler Murray. This means Josh Rosen has to go. The Cardinals are a mess, but I don't think they're enough of a mess that they're going to be keeping a pair of first-round quarterbacks that they took in back-to-back years, but then again, they're the Cardinals. They might. There's a reason they're picking first tonight. There still hasn't been many leaks as to what the market is for Rosen. If it would be a first, maybe a couple future seconds, we're at a complete loss. What percent chance do you give Josh Rosen being traded tonight?
Tonight! Oh! I almost had an intelligent answer. First of all, I'm pretty sure Murray is going to the Cardinals, which means that Rosen is going to go. Is a guy who was a first-round pick last year worth a first-round pick this year? So a third, a 1-in-3 shot, 33%.
The addition of Josh Allen to the NFL is likely to add more confusion to the league, more than baseball, with their pair of Chris and Chris Davis. The Bills took Josh Allen 7th overall last year. Allen was 4th in rookie passing, 6th in rushing by rookies. He was actually 2nd in quarterbacks rushing behind Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen was pretty good, but he might have been taken a little too high, but still better than most expected. Josh Allen also expected to be drafted very high in the first round tonight, but this Josh Allen is the Josh Allen from Kentucky, the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, who had 21.5 tackles for a loss and 17 sacks. The mock drafts have Allen going anywhere from 2nd to 10th. What percent chance do you give Josh Allen being drafted higher than Josh Allen?
And when did he go again?
7th.
75%. I think he's going to go maybe to the Jets or the Raiders at 3 or 4.
Last year, there were 8 first-round trades. The Bills, Cardinals, Ravens all moved back up into the first round to take quarterbacks, and we could be seeing more of the same tonight. Washington is desperate to make a mistake, thanks to Dan Snyder. Atlanta wants some pass-rushing help, and they want to move up. Plenty of other teams that also don't have a lot of picks and will be more than willing to trade for more picks. By the way, last year I set the over-under at 4.5. You went under, and it was doubly wrong. So there will be over-under 5.5 trades in round one tonight.
So we figure Snyder is going to knucklehead. That's one. Oakland just can't be trusted, so you have to assume with all of them they're going to be involved. That leaves my pick of just such 3. I'm still, despite being revealed as a knucklehead, going back under in 2019.
All right, rapid fire time as well. Over under 3.5 quarterbacks taken in round one.
Oof. So that would be Murray, Haskins, Locke, Jones. Over.
Ooh, alrighty. What percent chance do you give the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of taking a quarterback preparing to move on from lamest Jameis Winston?
I don't think, because at least they're committed to him for this year, and their defense was a horror show. So I don't think that Allen would fall past them. Maybe Ed Oliver. 1-3.
Right. Over, under, 5.5 defensive linemen drafted in the first round.
Yikes-o. A question. Is a guy like Bosa or Allen, who are considered edge rushers, considered
linemen? Those
are defensive linemen. And how many?
5.5.
Over.
Okay. Which Oregon Duck will be drafted first? Jelks, Hollins, Dylan Mitchell, or Ugo Amadi?
That's easy. Jelks.
With the duck that will be drafted, the first duck off the board will be drafted higher or lower than pick 100 in the fourth round.
The fourth round. Well, wait, you have 30. Yeah, so it would be. That's a round where I'll tell you what. I think he's gonna go past 100. So higher than that.
What percent chance do you give all four Oregon Ducks being drafted?
None.
Whoa. All right. What percent chance do you give the Patriots trading out of the first round, like they always do?
And what I mean, are they last? They have the best record?
They pick 32, and they probably haven't done any scouting for any of these guys in the first round. It doesn't matter. Let somebody else make a mistake. We'll take 9 sixth-rounders.
Yeah, the point is, what are they going to trade for? It's the only reason I'm going 50-50 is because they're them.
Last one, what percent chance do you give the Giants drafting Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones is the quarterback from Duke. At where they are at 5, I don't think that they're going to pass on Haskins. So I'm going to say 20%, 1 in 5.